flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My mind, obviously, is the Hammer's greatness and Beat the Hammer. With that said, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With a record of 272 and a mere 43 losses, what blows my mind additionally is I don't even know why people bother. Like, I got a contestant. Let me see. This guy's name is Andy. Like, Andy, what are you doing, man? Why you bother? All right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by the great people at First Trust Bank. They encourage you to challenge your bank. Hopefully you challenge them better than this guy Andy from Mount Laurel likely is to challenge me. But look, he's got a shot not only of the glory of winning a Beat the Hammer, but also of winning an Eagles hat and T-shirt, which is very cool. Good morning, Andy.
What's going on, Joe? How are you guys?
3 or 4 or 5 words. I haven't really added it up yet. Why do you bother, Andy? Why do you bother? What's the point?
Unlike the Eagles, I just want a shot of glory, man.
Well, you're kind of dogging the Eagles because the Eagles are spectacular, and you, Andy, I mean, I'm assuming probably aren't, but we'll find out.
All right, Maybe he's saying he's spectacular.
He's like complimenting you by saying beating you would be glory, and you just go right at him.
Yeah, but that's a given.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, I mean, part Andy, of your psychological games before the game starts.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm like a boxer in the ring, except I don't have to talk. I stare as a boxer, but as a talk show host, I talk.
Which works great in radio, staring right at the contestant.
All right, Andy, I'm going to step into this. Do you know sports, Andy? You got some chops?
A little bit. I've been a Philly sports fan for 20-something years.
You sound strong to me.
I love it.
What's the topic today?
You sound strong. Andy, I'm going to step into the sound, well, not the soundproof booth, but way the heck down the hall. Good luck to you, pal.
Scram.
All right, you too.
Get out of here. We've had enough.
I like the feel of what we've got going on here, Jimmy.
Yeah, I feel good. Andy, understated.
Very
you know?
Much so.
But see, I'm conflicted here because, like, I always root against the Hammer.
So
but
we,
I know
Dev,
that it's
you're,
been...
we decided yesterday that since it's a bye week, we can all root against the Hammer.
Yes.
There's
okay,
no
okay.
game this week.
Thank
it
you.
Only counts yes. for the Friday before an Eagles game. So
Wait,
we're all
I,
good
I don't
this week.
Okay,
for
him the
thank
Friday
you, James. I was
Eagles game either.
Well,
why
you know
are his
what I
pants
mean.
So
well, we're not
short,
rooting
by
for
the
him. They are really short.
What, sir? His pants seem shorter. Every time I see him walk away.
Cropped.
Did I just now start to notice this?
Yeah, that... Amy needs to take him shopping.
Yeah, he needs.
Very clearly.
Yeah.
All right.
They're like 2 inches.
He's good, James.
All right.
All right. He is safely ensconced.
Yes.
But his pants are very short.
He's actually like just continuing to
good.
Walk.
Good.
He's not
All right.
Stopping.
Andy.
He might not come back.
Andy, ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. A famous phrase in Philadelphia sports history. All right. You will have 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Our clock master, John Ritchie, is on it. Our category for the week, we're doing a little Super Bowl rematches as the Eagles and Chiefs rematch for the second time in 3 years. Super Bowl rematches, our category. You ready? Roll.
Okay.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. In 1983, this team became the first team to beat a team they previously lost to in the Super Bowl when they beat the Miami Dolphins. Name the team.
Packers.
What Giant sacked Tom Brady twice in each Super Bowl he played against him?
Strahan.
In 1979, which two teams played in the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
Jeez, pass.
Eli Manning was the first of two players to ever win two Super Bowl MVPs against the same team. Name the other.
Aikman.
What is the only Super Bowl rematch we've seen in consecutive seasons?
Bills, Cowboys.
What in 1979, which two teams played the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
Packers, Broncos.
All right, we got one. All right.
Not ideal, guys.
It's not ideal, Andy. If I had to bet, I would bet you would probably lose, but we will find out. You never know.
Yes.
Sometimes the Hammer's having a weird day.
Yeah, we got to hope he's going to have
a short pants
one.
On, so maybe the pants are pants. Sucking
yeah,
the life
pants,
out of him.
The cold air in, yeah, I don't know. He's jogging today, which is very unusual. I wonder if he'll be breathy upon his return. Wait, now
breathy.
Was that a jog or was that like a speed
Richie, is
walk?
Is it weird that when you said, walk. I wonder if he'll be breathy, my thought was, ew?
Yeah.
It was pathetic,
no.
Whatever it was.
It was almost like a speed
bad.
Walk. Was that a jog or a speed walk? And
know.
Can you do both or was that the only
well,
thing?
Well, I still don't understand how walking is a sport. Like, and
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, how do they judge when you go too far?
What do you mean? Isn't walking your primary form
I
of
think
exercise?
That's the
yeah,
only
but it's, yeah,
form
but it shouldn't
exercise,
be a sport.
Yeah.
I've wondered the same thing with, like, how do you know if you go too fast? Like,
yeah.
Do you have to have your one foot
yeah,
on the ground
your
all the time?
One foot
like,
always has
is
to be
that,
on
I figured
the ground.
It had to be something
no, wait,
like that.
Both feet always have to be
wow,
on the ground
really?
For walking.
Well, no, you have to walk.
You can't move.
No, I think that's the rule.
No,
both feet
you're not sliding their feet
at all times. That's called sliding. That's not walking.
Yeah.
No, that's not. That's
no,
not.
I think it's well, one foot has to be on the ground at all times. Because when you're running, both feet can be off and you're jump, you know,
right.
kind of hopping as you
all right,
go.
Guys, right. This Andy in Mount Laurel, how did he do?
You ready?
I think he was sliding. I think he stunk.
You ready?
I'm always
all right, clock has started.
When have I said, no, I'm not ready?
Category for the week. We're doing a little Super Bowl rematches in honor of the
wow.
Super Bowl rematch happening
Super
next week.
Super Bowl rematch.
Never done it before. Fun category.
All right, well, we're going to have some Bills-Cowboys thing in here, obviously. Go
you
ahead.
Ready to roll?
No, I don't like this category. Pittsburgh
really?
And Dallas
well,
in the
70s. Look at you. All right, here we go.
All
question
right.
number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. In 1983, this team became the first to beat a team they previously lost to in the Super Bowl when they beat the Dolphins. Name the team.
All right, when they beat the Dolphins, that is Washington.
What Giant sacked Tom Brady twice in each Super Bowl he played against him?
Well, it's going to be either Tuck or Umanyura. I will go with Justin Tuck.
In 1979, which two teams played in the first ever Super Bowl rematch?
Wow, 1979. So this would be the 78 season. Oh, Lord. Pittsburgh. And Dallas.
Eli Manning was the first of two players to ever win two Super Bowl MVPs against the same team. Name the other.
Montana.
What is the only Super Bowl rematch we've seen in consecutive seasons?
Well, that would be Dallas and Buffalo.
A 4-1 victory.
All right. All right. Very solid. Very solid. So Jerry Rice.
Patrick Mahomes is the only person to win the Super Bowl. He beat the Niners twice.
Yeah, yeah. And Rice got that MVP.
Rice
89.
Got the other
one. Well done by the Hammer, who continues to lead the way, not only for the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, when I win, they win, but for the entire city of Philadelphia. Andrew, I mean, you did all right, but, you know, you're not the Hammer, and we knew that going in. Good morning, Andrew.
All right, Joe. Well, giving you your flowers. You're well done.
Well, hold on. You don't give. I take. Okay, we know that. So I took, but I don't take flowers. I take props and glory. Andy, 273! Dude, I'm going to be it's 274 entering the Super Bowl. Think about that. And then after they win 275. Think about that, Andy.
How's your hand?
My hand's okay.
Yeah, 275.
270, because you know I like the big numbers, the you know, tens and the 25s
fives
and 50s
and 10s.
And
we know.
And obviously when you get zeros behind it, the whole deal. I mean, Andy, we're kind of moving toward 300. And you know, Andy, I've said it before, I retire at 1,000. Like the day I get to 1,000,
can
I
we
retire.
Just give you an extra 700 wins
if you
or
want,
something?
If you want.
So when is 1,000 projected to hit?
Oh, decades from now.
I will be dead when 1,000 hits, that's for sure.
I don't know. 20 years? I don't know. All right, Andy, thanks for being a chump.
All right, wow. Thanks, Joe.
No, Andy.
Sorry, Andy.
Andy, should I give you the,
nice
Andy,
try.
Should
give
I give you the prize?
You should call him a chump. Give him
should
the prize.
Should I give you the prize because
I'm nice guy.
Dogging on you?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
You want the prize, yeah. Andy?
Yeah. That would be nice.
To say it, you have to say these words.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, it's your choice. Prize or not, based on you saying these words. Hail Caesar Hammer.
Hail Caesar Hammer.
Wow.
Well done. Well done,
hail,
Andy.
What are we doing here?
Well done. Yeah. I went that's, Caesar on his ass.
Hold on.
And then he called me Caesar.
That's such a dumb thing to have to say.
That's too bad.
Too.
Like, too bad.
I feel so bad
too
for
bad.
Him.
Too bad.
Oh, it's a bad slogan to be forced into. That was so bossy.
That's too bad.
Just,
too bad for him.
Oh,
he did it all for a hat
gross.
And a shirt. Well, he won the hat and the shirt, but he lost his manhood.
No.
And with that, victory 273, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Was that too much? That too much?
That was way too much, but I liked it. That was very, very funny.
What else is new?
I think you might hear that last line in Drop of the Week. Just guessing.
Running a business is challenging, but banking should not be. When you see red flags with your bank, make sure you challenge them. Then sign First Trust Bank. First Trust, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official bank of Beat the Hammer. 215-592-9494. Dick Vermeil in about 5 minutes. John, let's reset the tables here where we're at. So 9 days to kick off. I feel pretty good. I really do about the Eagles. Now, I want to be very clear. I don't take Kansas City lightly at all, and I already sense some are, and I think it's ridiculous to take them lightly. I mean, Mahomes and Andy and Jones, Chris Jones, that is, and Spags, I mean, these guys have won a ton. And, you know, Mahomes is perhaps the greatest football player of all time. So, and you know, Andy has a really good chance to finish with the most wins of all time. You know, so I do think there's already – like, to me, there was a lesson 2 years ago. Don't assume your team's going to win just because it's your team and they're great. The other team's great, too. But I do think Saquon and the defense are the difference makers from 2 years ago to now. Saquon is on such a different level than Miles Sanders. And while that defense 2 years ago was statistically outstanding, I believe this defense is a more true – this one was number one. That one was number two. But I think this one, John, is frankly – a pretty good amount better than that one 2 years ago, and that gives me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the big question is how do we compare to the best in the world? Because that's what the Kansas City Chiefs represent. They are going for their third straight Super Bowl championship in a row, and we are the new best in the world because we're better than they are. My frustration is we just have to wait until, you know, 10 days from now to show the world that we're better than they
are. If you wait 10 days, that's on a Monday.
All right.
That would be really bad.
Jalen
you
Hurts
might miss
got to be the first Eagles quarterback to start two Super Bowls. he's proving himself every day, continues to, and he's finally, and Nick is finally going to end this crap where everyone's questioning our head coach and our quarterback. They will no longer be questioned after we put this team down, the team that has been the best team in the world, because they deserve it. They absolutely, they've been the best coached. They've been the best managed. They've got the best quarterback. They got the best tight end. Steve Spagnuolo, man, the aggressiveness that he employs. Everyone knows what you're going to get with this team, and you still can't stop them. We are about to overtake them.
I love it.
And that's what this represents. Just waiting for us to pass them in the night, because when the bright lights come on, Super Bowl Sunday, we are about to overtake the best team in the world, and we're going to stay there.
Well, good deal.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.